7.3. It's 20 minutes past 9 a.m. Two of our wonderful producers are in the studio this morning. We have Mariam and Marlene. God, the M's this morning. It's all happening. Yeah. Mariam, Michael, Marlene. Who else? Mickey?
Yeah.
It's just an M party today. It's all happening. Okay, so everyone is in here. Well, these two lovely ladies are in here this morning to chat to us about Plastic Free July, which is taking place at the moment. So this July, people are taking up the challenge to live plastic free. And you guys are going to tell us, is it some top tips to help you get through the month?
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Fab. Okay, so tell us all about it.
Okay, so I'm going to have a look at my favorite tips. Okay. This is something my mum does. Instead of using plastic bags from the supermarket, she reuses the bread packaging as
How
plastic
clever.
Bags.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So like what are you using the plastic bags for?
Yeah,
anything?
Just for like our kitchen waste.
Oh, wow. Okay, so like bin liners.
Which I've never thought of. Yeah.
This is so clever. Yeah. I go through a lot of bread. In my house. People are bread fiends in my house.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. I'm like, guys, calm it down. We get like high fiber, low GI bread. And I'm like, at least everyone's getting their fiber intake for the day. Okay, so instead of using bin liners, use the plastic that you get your bread in.
That's right. Or you can do apparently naked bins. And if you have any food scraps.
Yes,
it's a bit scandalous. Yeah. If you have any food scraps, you can wrap them in newspaper or freeze them so that you can get rid of them at the end of the week.
What? Freeze them?
Yeah,
I would have never thought of that.
I would never in a million years have thought like potato peels, freeze them. Let's do it. I don't think I've got enough room in my freezer. I don't know. I have a very small freezer. I'm such a freezer hoarder. I'm like a bulk buy and keep forever kind of gal. I have like 3 packets of mince in my freezer right now. I don't know why. I don't eat that much mince.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. So what other tips do we have for this morning?
Well, we have... you can get rid of the plastic bottles that you use for your shampoo or for your soap by using, well, everyone knows soap bars, but shampoo bars.
Really?
And conditioner bars.
Bars.
Yeah.
Okay. I always hate how hair gets stuck to a bar of soap. So I don't know how that's going to go in like a shampoo form. But
the shampoo ones are a bit less sticky. So
are they?
You have to work up a bit of a lather.
And then you scrunch it all in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And
that's really interesting.
A lot longer
I feel like you can see how much is being used.
Yeah.
So you're probably like a little bit more conservative
and
with the way you're using it too.
If you're like me, you don't get annoyed by that last tiny little bit of shampoo.
You just never get in the bottle.
You've just got
those
water
pump
in
things.
Because,
oh my God, the worst. Yeah. Anything with like a pump. Because you can see it in the pump bit and you're like, come on.
I know you're there.
Money. All right. So we've got shampoo and conditioner bars for your hair. That's really cool. What else have we got?
One thing is if you like sparkling water, I don't know, a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Some do.
Yeah.
You can buy these little machine things where instead of buying bottles at the supermarket, you just get a reusable bottle and it's
like a
carbonizes.
Soda stream.
Yeah. Soda stream.
Wow. Okay. This is cool. I convinced my aunt to get one of these a little while ago.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys should do it. You'll love it. You love a cheeky G&T. We got the D. We got the T sorted if we get one of these. And they love it. It's so great.
Absolutely. I didn't even think about the G&T.
That's the only opportunity that they take advantage of. They are women in their 60s, so they love a cheeky G&T. That's really cool. Okay. So we've got like a sodarizing. That would save so many plastic bottles.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So many plastic bottles. My gosh. Okay. Anything else we need to know about for this plastic-free July?
Oh, there was another one I thought of, which I would never think when you go to the supermarket and you buy like meat or fish.
Yeah.
You know how it's always lined in plastic, which is kind of the obvious thing.
Yeah.
But it's also got that polystyrene tray underneath it too.
Yeah.
So the tip was go to your local butcher or get it like individually taken, which
That's
means
a great
you get
idea.
To pick the best bit anyway.
I feel like butchers are my best friends sometimes. I'm so very frightened to buy meat sometimes because there's so much choice.
Yeah.
I just walk up to my local butcher. I love him. I'm like, mate, hey, how you doing? I'm making ribs. What do I get?
Yeah, it seems like you have to know a lot about it.
Yeah.
A bit of an insider.
Support local. Yeah. I'm sure the cows were happier when they died rather than big factory kind of situations. Mm-hmm. They seem to locally source a lot of their meat if you go to a butcher where you can be sure that they're locally sourcing or responsibly sourcing their meat. Mm. And you're not going to get as much waste out of it. This is really cool. Okay, cool. So we've got some facts here as well that I thought we could roll through.
Yeah.
Okay. Down the bottom.
This one's a bit shocking. So yeah. Apparently Australians use about 10 million straws every day. And our population is about 25 million people.
Oh my gosh. I think my sister uses 5 million of those. Oh, I'm so mad at her. She uses so many straws.
Yes.
I'm like, you're killing all the turtles.
I get really mad about straws because I find that every time you go to the bar or something and you're getting a cocktail, if you're a girl, you get like 5 straws in your drink.
It's ridiculous.
Guys just don't get that.
It's ridiculous. And the best way around that would be a reusable straw.
Yes.
There are so many great reusable straws around, like bamboo ones, silicon ones, metal ones. It's all happening. I'm all about a reusable straw. I also love the little cleaners that they come with to clean them out. Yeah, little pipe cleaners. They're like,
haven't seen
in all the little spaces.
I love cleaning things, and I feel like my straws are so clean. I'm all about it. I'm like, yes.
Sounds kind of nice, kind of relaxing.
I got silicon straws the other day too. They were an interesting purchase. Kind of thicker ones for smoothies.
Oh.
I haven't made a smoothie with them. I just kept tying them in knots.
You've just been cleaning them?
Yeah. They also came with little pipe cleaners too. I'll just clean them all. Why not? This is really interesting. Okay, cool. I think that we have learnt a lot here. What's your favourite way to save plastic, do you think?
I think my favourite thing is using a keep cup.
I was going to say, you rocked up with a keep cup this morning.
Luckily, I did bring it today.
Yeah. Otherwise, you would have been shamed in the studio.
Yes, indeed.
I'm all about a keep cup. I feel like you can personalise it in a really cute way as well.
Yeah.
I searched for months to find the perfect tumbler for an iced coffee. Have found one. Very excited. It says something silly on the front. I don't even know, but it's orange. It's very cute. It's a great size.
Oh, perfect.
A keep cup's a good one. What do you think is the most... your favourite way that you... That's a weird thing to ask, isn't it? Your favourite way to not waste plastic. Do you have one, Molly?
I get what you mean. Yeah. Probably I always take like this cute little tin of like cutlery.
Your fork,
your spoon, your knife.
You
and take it into work every day.
So handy.
And it... Because before you just... always get the plastic forks.
Plastic knives and forks are the worst. I've seen a lot of bamboo around at the moment, which is great.
If the worst thing is when you can't find the single-use plastic forks, you have to get the 50 packs
yes.
for like picnics.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Oh. They're the worst, right? Yes. I hoard cutlery in my desk at work because I don't like to share. I don't like germs, but I also don't want to keep using plastic.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great idea. You can get them from like Daiso and Miniso. Yeah, yeah. They're the best little containers. Or make your own. Just get a little like pencil tin.
Yeah.
And then you've got a little cutlery to go. You could pop your reusable straw in there too.
Oh.
I'm all about it. Ladies, I feel like
you're
a better
small.
Person. So we've got Plastic Free July. It's happening all month. So you can go Dry July, Plastic Free July. You're going to just totally detox your life, detox your soul. Thanks for joining us this morning, ladies.